I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You can see the signs of Peru's booming economy, people streaming from the countryside to the capital. Lima is getting more and more developed, but it's still a place where a lot depends on informal agreements, from real estate deals to relationships. In fact, Peru has one of the lowest marriage rates in the region, but that's starting to change. Local officials are pushing marriage because they say it makes for a more stable society. They've even been sponsoring mass weddings where hundreds of couples get hitched. Annie Murphy reports from Lima.
It's a windy Saturday outside the mayor's office in the San Juan de Miraflores neighborhood. There's a tent set up made of cream and gold fabric. Rows of plastic chairs face a small stage, and a DJ is warming up with a little Whitney Houston. Over the course of an hour, 169 couples trickle in. The men wear pretty standard dark suits, but the women, some have white princess gowns with huge petticoats and corsets and elaborate veils. Some wear simple, loose frocks, a few tight mini dresses, and others wool pantsuits. The couples give a number to a city official. In return, they get a marriage license and a little white box with a single piece of wedding cake inside. Many of these couples have already lived together for a long time, like Yanet Carillo and Carlos Marquina, who've been together for 20 years, and they have 5 daughters. But because the local government was promoting mass weddings, they decided to get married now. This is Yanet.
This is to formalize things in our home a bit, you know, to set an example. I mean, how could I tell my daughters to get married if they're going to say to me, Mom, you're not married?
Like many here, they're originally from the countryside, where commitment often means simply living together. But recently, they realized they'd been missing out on some of the practical benefits of marriage, like joint ownership of their home, shared pensions, and shared legal responsibility for their kids, which is exactly why municipal governments in fledgling neighborhoods like San Juan de Miraflores want residents to get married. The ceremony starts with a youth violin group taking the stage and then moves into a number by a kids' ballet group with recorded music from Swan Lake. And then the mayor, Adolfo Campos, speaks. But he's not talking about love. He's talking about public works projects, stuff like paving nearby roads. And then about the kids playing music and learning classical dance. Because according to Mayor Campos, all of this, the road work, the kids playing violin and dancing ballet, and the couples getting married, is part of the same thing, making San Juan de Miraflores a better, more orderly place to live. Finally, it's time for the vows. The mayor tells the men to take the hand of their betrothed. The mayor asks if each man takes the woman who he has by the hand to be his wife, and all the guys yell, yes. The women have their turn too, though the mayor makes them do it twice because he says they weren't yelling yes loud enough. And then, before the couples head out to family parties and celebrations, there's a kissing contest for the, quote, longest and most passionate kiss. It's easy to see why this makes sense. For one thing, it's a lot cheaper than a traditional wedding. But I keep thinking of how, for most people I know in the U.S., the idea of sharing a wedding with a bunch of other people might seem weird. When I asked sociologist Pablo Pedro Copa about it, he told me it comes down to a mix of economic need and yet another tradition imported from the countryside, something called Aini.
In the Andean world, everything is community-based. All of it's collective. Building a house, Aini. Planting crops, Aini. It's all collectively done, and everything that you see here in the city, it depends on collective work. So for us, there's nothing strange about getting married in a mass wedding. Quite the opposite.
Carlos Marquina and Yanet Carillo say that's right. And Yanet adds that even though they're here with a bunch of people they don't know, and they've already had kids and lived together for 20 years, getting married feels special. When you love someone, she says, everything is exciting, at whatever moment. For The World, I'm Annie Murphy, Lima.